Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from the Jefferson Parks and Recreation Department is our new Assistant Director, Nathan Krall, joining us. So thank you very much, Nathan, for being on.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, Nathan, let's talk a little bit about yourself. Kind of give us a little bit about your background, where you grew up, went to high school, graduated college, all that fun stuff before moving here to Jefferson.
So I went to high school in Sleepy Eye, Minnesota. That's where I'm from. I went to college after high school, went to college in Estherville for 2 years, got my general's AA degree, finished with my bachelor's degree in exercise science from Minnesota State Mankato. After that, I came back to Estherville, worked at their regional wellness center, very similar to this community center. That's where I'm ending up now, is here in Jefferson.
Tell us a little bit about your responsibilities as you know them right now here at the Parks and Rec Department.
Right now, it's just a little bit of everything. I'm trying to learn as we go here. Denny and I are both new to the position, so we're both learning, helping each other out. I'm just basically doing a lot of programming stuff right now and putting those together.
Tell us a little bit about how you think things have been going along here for you. So just tell us how you think things are coming along for you.
So far, things are going pretty well. People here have been very welcoming to my wife and myself. Denny, the director, has been great. And so far, things are going well. We're just trying to get the hang of things, and that's going good.
You got some programming that you'd like to get out there for people to know about here in the months of November and a little bit into December. Kind of give us kind of the rundown of what you have coming up.
So we're going to start a new thing coming up in November. It's called the Lazy Man Triathlon. It's pretty much a triathlon indoors. So you're going to be doing like 26.2 miles of treadmill, cross training classes, 112 miles of cycling. And then since we don't have an indoor pool, we're going to be doing a rope pull or rowing instead of that part of it. And you do this over the course of 6 weeks, so you can come in every day if you want and get your miles in. You could spread it out and do a lot of miles in one day, however you want to do it. The fee is a $20 fee, and if you finish it, you'll get a free t-shirt.
And now, is there different age divisions or anything like that, or is it just all open?
Yep, it's all open. It's just basically an adult program, so anyone who wants to join is welcome to join.
You have to be here at the rec center? Can you do it on your own? How does that work?
You can log your miles outside. If you have a treadmill or bike at your house, you can also do it that way, but you'll have to log your information here at the rec center. So it'll be running for 6 weeks. It'll start November 11th, and then it'll end on December 20th.
Why did you want to bring something like this, a new program for people to try out?
Just something different, something indoors for these cold months, something to do indoors, get a little exercise in over these holiday months where, you know, we can, maybe some people can pack on a few more pounds, eating too good, as I like to do. We have the Meet the Rams girls basketball team that will be on Thursday, November 14th. The high school girls basketball team will be here to organize some games and activities, and you guys can have your picture taken with them. You can bring a white t-shirt and have the players autograph that for you. So that'll be Thursday, November 14th. Another program we have coming up is K through 5th wrestling. That'll start on December 7th. That'll be a few Saturdays in December and January. K through 2nd grade runs 9:30 to 10:30 in the morning. 3rd through 5th grade runs 10:30 to 11:30 in the morning. So that's another great activity we got coming up. And then on Saturday, November 30th, we'll be having Breakfast with Sansa here. So Sansa will be here Saturday, the 30th, in the morning from 8 to 11. So you can come and get your picture taken with Santa.
Breakfast with Santa, is that a free activity?
Yes, it is a free activity.
Is that open to all ages then?
Yes, yep.
Let's go back to your Meet the Rams program. Is there a cost for that? And then can you reiterate what time and age ranges for that?
The Meet the Rams is a free activity. It'll be from 6 to 7 p.m. The activities will be more so geared towards K through 8th graders, but everyone is encouraged to attend.
And then also for your youth wrestling program, you said there's going to be a few Saturdays in December and January. Can you give us the specific dates? And then again, if there's a cost for that program.
Yep. The cost for wrestling is $35. It'll be December 7th, 14th, 21st. And those are Saturdays. And we take a little break over the holidays, and we'll start back up on January 4th. And then we'll end on January 25th. So it'll be Saturdays from January 4th to January 25th.
How important do you see the sport of wrestling? I mean, here in Iowa, it's huge. How important is it to get the younger kids involved with that particular sport?
Wrestling, I feel, is very important. It requires a lot of athletic ability. It's just another activity for kids to get out and be active, and hopefully they like wrestling at this age so they can continue to grow into their middle school and high school careers.
Do they need any equipment for this particular program?
The only thing that they will need are wrestling shoes. Otherwise, you just bring yourself.
And then you've got a kind of a new fitness class for people to be introduced to. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So our plan is Simeon, our wellness coordinator, and myself, we were discussing a new senior fitness class. So right now the plan is we'll be breaking that out starting in the new year. The plan is to have it every Friday morning, probably from about 9 to 10 for seniors. And we'll have coffee and treats after class. So it'll be just a time to get out and do some chair-based activities for seniors, nothing too strenuous, and then enjoy some coffee and treats after.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with our Jefferson Parks and Recreation Assistant Director, Nathan Kroll, joining us once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.